character, in manner, in style, in all things, the supreme excellence is simplicity. We live in a complicated world with GST and digital devices and every imaginable complication the world can provide. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just take some time to keep things simple, to winnow life down to the bare essentials and hold on to it like the precious thing it is. Hi, welcome to my podcast channel, Holistic Parenting, with me, Preeti Srivastava, your parenting coach. So here's another tip on how to adopt a holistic approach to parenting. It is to commemorate simplicity. It also means to celebrate simplicity. It's a conscious choice to live with less things around you. We all know that much of life's satisfaction can be obtained through immaterial things. There is evidence that teaching kids about a conscious choice to live with less can spur creativity amongst them. So, here's what you can do. Teach your kids to enjoy simple pleasures like walking in the park, taking pictures of animals and birds, collecting objects in their environment around where they are living. Guide your kids to find and create alternatives for expensive things. Model by example, like donate or get rid of objects that they no longer need. It's rotating their toys. For little kids, only keep out certain toys that they can own, and in 6 months store those away and bring others. Give them more freedom. Kids need lots and lots of time outside as well as unstructured playtime to help them navigate the world on their own. Cuddling our kids in the name of unfounded safety means inhibiting their ability to find contentment wherever they are. Be hyper while selecting toys. Kids really don't need many toys. In fact, the less toys do, the more room kids have for their imagination. Let the kids play, not the toys. Let them be involved in your shopping process. Kids absorb our habits, our ideas, and our choices. So explain the why behind your actions. If you are at a store with your young one, tell them, I'm only going to buy 6 apples instead of 12 because they'll go bad before we can eat all of them. That will waste our money. They might not understand exactly what you're saying, but they'll see that there's a method to your madness and you're selective about what you bring into your home. So, that's all for today. Keep listening to my podcast episodes in Holistic Parenting. Goodbye for now.